Andrew Marchinsky is trying to build a house. He's just got a few renovating problems, like the council hate him and no one understands what he says.
Hello?
Oh, good morning. Is that Mr. Marchinsky?
Yes, speaking.
Mr. Marchinsky, my name is Chopra Vajanaya. I'm calling from the planning department. I understand you have been having some contact with us. I've just commenced work with the council this week.
Yes.
And I'm just looking at the file, and I'm not sure where we're at with your property.
Sorry, I don't understand. Can you repeat it, please?
I'm not sure where we're at with your property.
Yes.
We're at VCAT.
Yes.
Have you been advised at the VCAT by the VD Vaisada by the Libada Banga?
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you aware that Mishtur Valley House Kabuliwali Skang around the renovation? Yes or no?
I don't understand what you're talking about, my friend.
With your house, right?
Yes.
With my understanding is that the section 32,
yes,
wasn't correctly applied because of renovation.
Yes, that's correct.
That is right. Then after that, matter went to VCAT.
Yes.
And you were Bolivar Shkanda Bidadinga.
What does that mean, Bidadinga?
No, I said you were the winner of the VCAT appeal.
Yes, that's correct.
Because the VCAT overturned, we decided we would lodge again. Marakushta Bilila Dadabanga Biriro renovation in the Smolibindonga procedure. Yes?
This time I don't understand you what you say.
What I'm saying is we will lodge the plans against your property.
Why?
Because we don't like it.
Because you don't like it.
It looks shitty.
You look shitty. Listen, why don't you say before you don't like it and now you say it's the shitty?
Well, we just got in a car and we drove past, because I'm new, we're a new department, and we drove around and we went, God, that is very ugly.
Listen, my friend.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, because I don't understand you very well.
Sorry, what was that?
Listen, I don't understand you very well.
Can you speak slow? I cannot understand you.
If you've got something, just please write me the letter to my address.
I've written letter. I'm now contacting you to say that I've driven past with my assistant and the first planning officer, and we say it is the most god-ugly renovation that we've seen.
No. The problem is, you know, that your language is not very well, you know, and I can't understand very well what you're talking about.
All right. Do you understand?
Sometimes I understand, sometimes I don't understand.
Okay, let me just explain it then in the Queen's English. Your renovation, do you understand that?
Yes.
Is goddamn awful, ugly, revolting.
Oh, no!
Well, we lost him at that point.
Oh, my God.
So we call back. You got to call back.
Hello?
Mr. Marchinsky, I think the line dropped out there.
Yes.
Is there something wrong with your phone or did you hang up?
No, I didn't hang up. Is something wrong with my phone? But listen, I don't understand you, and I'm thinking that conversation doesn't make the sense.
Okay, we are objecting to VCAT. You understand that? Because your house looks like something that a pig with a blindfold might have built.
Listen, I think you don't know what you're talking about.
But
I already got the case in the week, you know?
Yes, I know but I am now in charge and I'm driving along seeing something going, oh my God, somebody took a dump on your plans.
You want to say something?
Yes, I do.
First, what you have to do, you have to learn the language, you know?
Are you telling me that I am difficult to understand when you are so hard?
I think the high conversation is finished.
All right, just one more point. When we go to VCAT, right, I will be seeking costs for my Lanta medicine because your renovations made me vomit. And I don't.
Okay, that means you go to the toilet and just vomit.
That's right, because of your ugly house.
Oh, yeah, we can't leave it there.
Of course not.
Got to call back. Well, his mate was saying that he's not broken yet.
Hello,
Mr. Marchinsky. Just one more thing I need to say to you. Do you know a man called Paul Rospara?
Yes.
Right. He has called Fox FM and got us to ring you up as a big joke. This is not real. In fact, Andrew, my name is Matt Tilley from Fox FM, and we've just been pulling your leg.
Oh, you really pull my leg, you know, and you really make me sick, to be honest with you.
Well, Paul made us do it. He said that you've got a bit of a hot head when people can't understand you, and he's actually been listening to the whole thing.
Oh, that was It was very nasty.
But it was, you were very funny.
For, maybe for you it was very funny, but for me it was I was really crying.